100 Word Stories.
Good morning. Welcome to the 100 Word Stories podcast at podcasting.isfullofcrap.com. I'm your host, Lawrence Simon. Today is Sunday, so instead of the usual daily stories from me, it's your turn. I call this the weekly challenge, where I post the topic and you come up with the stories. I also make excuses for poor audio quality, whether it's my broken headset or horrible sinus and headache issues. The topic this week was apple pie. We've got a lot of stories this week, so let's go ahead and get right on it. First up, it's the Zack Man. Zack-a-doodle whack away. Here we go.
How can you be cooking apple pies at a time like this? Can't you see the city is under siege and being destroyed? Relax, dude. Had to. Why? Because we're out of pumpkin. There's a zombie in a spacesuit. What should I do? Chillax. Tell him we're not very smart, but we love old-time radio. Then point towards college housing. Zombie says, Dr. Despicable is coming, and you bake pies. Are you sure you're brainless? Of course I am. Did you hear me use the words dude and chillax? When Dr. Despicable gets here, I'll be lunching on college brains.
Oh, by the way, this week we're having a Zackathon. That's right, another story by Zack Man.
Pies, oh, I love pies and destruction. What a wonderful day with more explosions than the 4th of July. Some wise citizen baked me a whole front deck full of apple pies. What is wrong? Were you out of pumpkin? Sorry, Dr. Despicable, but all our pumpkins disappeared through a mysterious hole in the space-time continuum. Lobo, load up these pies into the Winnebago. To show my gratitude, I will not intentionally destroy your house. Did you happen to see a zombie in a spacesuit or an odd man eating beef jerky or mayonnaise sandwiches and babbling about Tony Danza?
Thank you, Zack Man. And have a happy July 4th Eve, which is really just July 3rd. Okay, never mind. Next up, we have a story by Guard13007. He has some bad internet issues. I guess I'll need to hand this off to the midget, which, it's okay. It's all right. It's fine. That's what the midget's for. He loves doing this stuff. And besides, it gives me an excuse to check on how he's doing in his cage. All right, midget, let me pass the script to you through the bars, and I'll turn on the microphone. Don't you throw that at me, otherwise I'm turning off the lights. All right, here we go.
The editor rejected my manuscript. I called him to ask about it. Why did you reject my writing? It was good. I had extant word choice. I picked a word at random from the wall, trying to remember what extant meant. What? That doesn't even make sense. And what's the word enunciate all over? People don't enunciate. They yell, they scream, whisper, say. Well, my characters do enunciate. And why the hell is it titled Apple Pie? That makes the least sense of all. It makes perfect sense, I yelled back, hanging up and grabbing another slice.
Oh my god, that sounds like Pillsy from Ill Will Press. Oh god, crazy neurotic squirrels. Look up Foamy the Squirrel. Google it. Google Foamy the Squirrel. You'll see why. Oh my god, and the pills and the this and the that. And the tech support. That I go to that nearly every morning just to remind me. Thank you, Guard13007. Keep the hits coming. And good luck with that McDonald's Wi-Fi. But I hear the coffee there is really good. And now they have fruit cups. And
okay, I'm not going to do a sale. I'm not going to pimp up Soylent Clown. No. Now, the wraps that they had with Chipotle barbecue, those were good. Those were real good. Red onions and this and that. It was like a cheeseburger and a wrap. I liked it. I liked it too much. That's why I'm not at 180 right now. Could have been. Bastards. All right, well, that's my fault, not theirs. Next up is Boomer Bob, and he has a lovely little tale about American is apple pie. You think it has anything to do with the July 4th weekend? I don't know. You find out.
Let me get this straight. You made a statement. Yes, I did say that the true measure of a great nation is not how well we take care of the well-off, but how we help everyone to become better off. Then admit you are a communist. No, I'm as American as apple pie. Then, Reverend, you are rotten to the core. The men surrounding Senator Joseph McCarthy all laughed, nodding in agreement. With that response, my grandfather knew his voice would be silenced by ignorance, bigotry, and hatred for the America he believed in.
Thank you, Boomer Bob. And, by the way, I normally don't share stuff that people add to the stories in the email unless they say, oh, by the way, you can post this. It's good to ask. So if the stuff that you wrote in telling the background of the story, you want to post that, could you put that in the comments? And I'll approve it and blah, blah, blah. I always approve all the comments unless they're from this Kiki. That was really informative. That was really informative. Are you a spammer? No, but that was really informative. I mean, I try to block it within the spam blocker or whatever the hell is within WordPress, but those things never work. The spammers just come up with new technologies, and it's cat and mouse, and thank you, that was really informative. So, but Bob, if you want to post that up there, that would be really cool. And it's a cool story, and I actually started wikiing and Googling and trying to find stuff out. So it's very important that people remember history, whether people are rotten to the core and communists. Just kidding. Or am I? No, I don't know what I'm doing. Man, when I was reading that other one, oh, my freaking head. Oh, dude. Oh, great. Now I'm quoting Joe Cartoon. Has Joe Cartoon come up with anything new as of late? Has there been any new Strong Bads? Is the age of Flash fun over? Is it all just Weird Al videos now? I don't know. I need to get a new headset. That's what I need to do. All right. Well, thank you, Boomer Bob. Little history lesson there. And now for a little history from Tom. My God, this patriotic stuff is just oozing out through the cracks. Speaking of oozing out through the cracks, I'll be back in a minute. Here's Tom.
Hello, night people. Tom here. And tonight's story is called The Girl Next Door. My oldest friend is a descendant of Johnny Appleseed. Seems more than appleseeds got sown across the Ohio River Valley. His mom had this recipe for apple pie that had been dated around 1760. Some speculated it could be from Elizabeth Chapman, who handed it down to her son John. I've had some of that pie, and I can say if Mr. Chapman infected the settlers of the early Midwest with that heroin of desserts, he would have had folk clamoring for apple trees. I still have a hankering for that steamy piece of Mrs. Throne's apple pie.
Oh my God, people, you are making me hungry for apple pie. What, like it's the topic or something? Thank you, Tom. Man, we went to Cafe Adobe last night for our anniversary. And it was good. I posted a photo of the avocado Adobe or Adobe Avocado. It's one of those two. If it's Adobe Avocado, I think that Macromedia rebranded it as fried, chopped, stuffed fruit thing. Or is it a vegetable? What is avocado? I think it's a fruit. It doesn't taste like it, though. It's not like squishy. It's good. It was good. And I walk by Cafe Adobe nearly every day. Because if you look on a map, it's near Westheimer and Shepherd, and that's where I drop off the 81 or 82 bus if I'm not going to Kroger. But I try to walk the 3.5 miles no matter what the heat, although I need to watch out for that. I've got a little bit of sinus and heat stroke and all that, so I may have to lay off of that. But still, Cafe Adobe, we went there, and it was really good. I had a few too many chips, but I'm not going to beat myself up over it, because every time I've, you know, gone into the beat up, I've walked. Although I can't really walk all that much right now. I need to wait until I'm at, you know, 100%. It's not, my knees and my legs are fine, but it's just my freaking head. I've been taking a few aspirins, and I'm probably going to spend some time at the doctor's, like, I think I have a sinus infection or headache. I'm not sure. So something's going on. So, anyway, thank you for caring, by the way, and thank you for asking. Got to the point the other day where it was dizzies, but I haven't had dizzies since. You know, when it hits, you know, it's like, whoa. It's like your balance is way off. Your inner ear is messed up. So, what was I talking about? Oh, yeah, apple pie. So we're probably going to go to House of Pies, because I got her a gift card to the bookstore. And the House of Pies is on the way. So you go to House of Pies. Yeah, I'm going to have apple pie. I'm going to take a photo of it so you all can see that I am eating the apple pie, but I'm not going to have the big omelet. I'm going to have something really light. So probably like a plate full of bacon or something. So maybe a soup, a large soup or a salad. I don't know. So anyway, that's my whole life. How are you doing? By the way, one thing I've been thinking about doing, a long time ago, I did episodes that also had interviews in them with the writers. How many of y'all would be willing to be interviewed for a little bit and talk a little bit about stuff and just, you know, your writing, what you do online, a little bit about, you know, where your ideas for the stories come from, what topics you've suggested that have been rejected that you're really butthurt over, what topics you've liked, and what topics you think, you know, are like, oh, God, and why, you know, and if you've taken breaks, why you took breaks? You know, and it's like, how do you refresh? How do you get your ideas? How do you write? Where do you write? What gives you your ideas? And if you say that I'm your inspiration, I will cock punch you. So, you know, if you're into that kind of thing, you know, you write in the comments like, hey, interview my... And, like, I'll go all Forrest Gump on you. Speaking of Forrest Gump, hey, Danny's back. And we're going to find out how Freddy's doing. And this is going to be real cool. And here we go. He's recharged. He's motivated. He's high-spirited. He's happy. So here we go with Danny and his story.
Hello, hello. Danny Dwyer here. This is my entry for Weekly Challenge 270. Apple pie. So here we go. What do I want for dessert? I always imagine New Jersey Governor Chris Christie running on the platform of "Vote for me, I'm as American as apple pie." It's a sick, twisted vision planted in my head. Clearly I've gone too far this time. I love apple pie. Now I can't get the image of that bloated corpse every time I dig into my favorite dessert. Again, I have desecrated a dessert by my sad yet demented view of partisan politics in the United States. So I think I'll have the cherry pie instead. The waiter, sighing heavily, walks away.
Thank you, Danny. You know, if I could sing, I would sing, "And this is where the waiter walks away." You know, like George Strait, "This is where the cowboy rides away." But no. And besides, you folks aren't the... How many of you actually listen to George Strait music? I do. I was addicted in college. I was 1987, 1988. Like, we had the Baker Kicker Party, and Randy Travis, and George Strait, Trisha... Well, it wasn't quite Trisha Yearwood yet. But Brooks and Dunn, when they caught on... I caught on that fever. And I've got that stuff on my iPhone. Do I listen to it? No. Because I suck. But together never amen. You know, Randy Travis. Nobody. Nobody smoother. Oh, whoa. I need to remove my SL8B build. All right, I got to take care of that. But I'll get to that when I'm doing the rendering and the posting and the this and the that. Okay, so two-minute drill. Let's get Stephen the Nuclear Man going and hear his story. And you're going to enjoy this one, as you do. And hopefully he's plugged his latest writing book, site, and all that, how to publish audiobooks, or is it electronic books or ebooks or something. He's published, and he's sharing his experiences and foibles and flobbles and flibbles and fleebles with you so that you can become a success too. So here we go with Stephen the Nuclear Man.
This week's story is called As American As. She struggles in the trunk. The Chevy's steel frame muffles her thumps and cries. The cotton in our ears does the rest. The CEO of EMI glances at me, but I stare determinedly ahead. This is too important. Too much rides on today. This isn't our normal gig, but it's one we have to play. She's gorgeous, even tied, even gagged. I knew how she was responsible from everything from Green Sleeves to Blueberry Hill. We shoot her, bullets thrashing her flesh, her body tumbling down the dusty levee. Our careers in the music industry are safe once again.
So bye bye, Miss American Pie. Drove my Chevy to the levee, but the levee was dry. And them good old boys were drinking whiskey and rye, singing, "This'll be the day that I die. This'll be the day that I die."
Thank you, Stephen the Nuclear Man. This is where I usually say, "But my favorite Don McLean is Vincent." And it's like everyone goes, "Oh, you and that Vincent suicide message stuff. Oh, what the hell is wrong with you?" So, no, American Pie. American Pie, there you go. Not that horrible Madonna crap. Goddamn Madonna crap. I bet she can't even bake an apple pie. Probably just end up buying them at the store and smearing them all over the McDonald's cheap fried crap. Oh, sorry. Oh, hi. Hey, I'm back. By the way, I just want to mention something. Hold on, get the... That's the sound of my new ring. We went to IW Marks yesterday. My wife thought she was surprising me, but yeah, it's like, duh, we're going in the direction of IW Marks, what she's been saying we'd be doing for 6 months, and, you know, oh no, this is a surprise. And it's like, so I tried to pretend to be surprised, but I'm a shitty actor. Welcome to Asperger's. went there and she got me wonderful. And this is a gift that will truly last forever unless I lose another 67 pounds and it slips. So make all the jokes you want. You know that Burger King commercial with the tiny hands? My hands are smaller. I've, like, got midget hands. And my ring size is 7 1/4. So I've got, like, you know, Gollum hands. Precious. Andy Serkis could, like, beat me in thumb wrestling, for crying out loud. You know, a baby. You know, it's like, oh, cute baby. And it's like thumb wrestles me and wins. So I have very tiny hands. And very thin fingers. So, if you ever need anything poked or probed, I'm your guy. Alright, and when it's finger looking good, sometimes I, you know, stab myself in the cheek. Alright, so enough finger jokes. When I pick my nose, it really is like an ice pick. Next up is, Philip Carroll, otherwise known as Norval Joe of Flying Island Press. For all your Flying Island needs, go to Flying Island Press, where you might hear a story like this one.
Hello, this is Philip Norval Joe Carroll of the Flying Island Press, and this is my entry for the weekly challenge number 271. with a prompt of apple pie. I finished my story for Amerian's Disaster Anthology. And this is a lesson to go and make sure that you read the submission guidelines before you do these things. I ended up at 5,600 words, and the word count was supposed to be between 2,000 and 4,000. And I finished it up like 11:05 on the night it needed to be turned in, so it probably won't be in there. I'll have to find some other place for it. It was a lot of fun writing it, though. Here's my story for the prompt of apple pie. The family across the street had a 4th of July party and invited us out of a neighborly spirit. We had all the traditional food and music. There were tamales, carne asada, and pozole. For dessert, we had churros. There was a mariachi band that played all the popular favorites, songs by Banda Arcángel El Quince, Los Tigres del Norte, and Los Ángeles Negros. Before the fireworks, we busted open a piñata of President Obama. 2 months ago, they threw a party almost identical to this one. I thought this time they'd at least have apple pie. Welcome to California. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next week.
Ah, California. How's that Hopi changey stuff working for you out there? Ah, love your governator. Oh, wait, he's gone. Now it's Governor Moonbeam 2.0. I just, as if I can talk. We've got Governor Goodhair here. Okay, here's my idea. All right, so a long time ago, Rick Perry said adios, mofo, to a reporter, and it got caught on tape. So I'm thinking bumper stickers that say adios, mofo, Obama. Huh? Huh? Are gonna make hundreds? Okay, maybe not. Oh, sorry. Thank you, Norvo Joe. God, these headaches will not stop. Well, if it turns out that this will be the day that I die, how about I go get a Chevy and drive it to the levee? Wow, I've had these before, but, you know, this isn't as bad. I'm going to walk to Best Buy in a bit. I'm really sorry for if the microphone sounds really crappy. I have the professional mic in the other room, but I don't ever go in there. This is a room. This is so that I'm out in the open. You know, I actually, on the weekend, see the wife when she's awake by 1 o'clock or 2 o'clock. You know, I know what's going to happen today. She's going to wake up around 1. The Astros are going to be swept by the Red Sox. It'll be 4 or 5. Too late to go to House of Pies. Too late to go to this. And you'll just be okay. That's the weekend. But we had such a good time yesterday. So I'm gonna treasure and cherish and hug that to my brain. And plus, you know, been there, done that. Got the ring. So that's good. I'm going to stay at... That's it. That's an excuse for staying at 188 pounds. You know, actually, I'm at 189. You know, Cafe Adobe, fried food, fried chips, right to the hips. With a gut, really. So Google circles. I'll go off on that after TJ's story here. So here comes TJ, and I know you're here for stories, not for the rambling, although some of you say it's for the rambling, or come on, get on with it. And others are like, why don't you get some real production software, and then you can put in breaks so that we can skip your crap and move to the next stuff? And it's like, okay, what software should I use for that? Who out there does podcasts that has simple, easy, drag and drop, drag the segments in, record, publish, don't fuck around with too many settings, have a levelator in it, and go. I'm willing to spend on it now. After 6 years of on-the-cheap Audacity, I'm ready. Or if there's a plugin for Audacity that does it, just tell me, and I'll do it, all right? I give up. I've done this on the... I'm not even that good at this. I just drag and drop and record, and it's worth the levels are fine. So, if it goes from a whisper, and then from me shouting, you know, deal with it. So, here's TJ.
Hi, this is TJ. I am from North Dakota, where we have had quite enough bad news now for quite a while.
Oh, what happened now? Did the rubble burn down?
And, yes, sorry for the downer last week. In fact, things are bad, but they could be a lot worse, you know. And that, my friends, is the North Dakota state motto. Ask for it, you can stitch it on a pillow. Also, I was hoping to include the solution to the word puzzle last week, but I guess it got in too late. So, but I'll attach it to the end of the 100-word story this week, which I called Nemesis. Enjoy. Martin ordered a slice of apple pie and took a seat against the window. With the afternoon sun streaming behind him, he had the best perspective on the coffee shop, while he himself resisted the notice of others. This bookstore cafe was also one of the three best spots in the mall for scoping out the food court and, more to the point, the Wi-Fi hotspot. He wanted to do some actual espionage, and discovered his notebook wireless computer had been encountering a homegrown virus here. He'd been narrowing suspects for a while now, and was closing in on the hacker. Oh, and the code was a secret code, and it was positional, a first word, first letter, second word, second letter, and so on. And the solution was, happy 100th word story, TJ, and here's to 100 more.
Oops. Oh, I forgot to add that last week. Ah, I'm screwing everything up. Thank you, TJ, for being understanding. Oh, man. I can't... Ugh. And he's a Golden Monkey Award winner, too. Those kind of mistakes drove away Caleb and all the... Well, other than the fact that I was being a dick. But, yeah, thank you, TJ. And hopefully things do get better there. Remember, the more it rains, the better the crops grow. Unless all the topsoil gets washed away and you're left with Oklahoma. What? What's wrong with Oklahoma? I don't know, it could be North... Dakota. Okay, if anyone out there can combine North Dakota and Oklahoma in one smooth way without tripping over your tongue, you win. So Google Circles, or Google Plus, whatever the hell it's called. I got an invite to it. I'm in there. I'm isfullofcrap@gmail.com. I'm using my real name because I can't quite figure it out. Lawrence@isfullofcrap.com is a sub email, a backup email to the other. It's all combined into one account now because they allow that. So it's a lot easier. So if you're going to add me there. If you've received notice through spam notice through email like, oh, you got added, but I can't get in there. Okay, I suck. You're getting spammed by it, but it's my fault. I take full blame for it. Hate me forever. I deserve it. When I'm done with this, I'm going to do the postings, and then I'm going to go out, and despite my headache and a little bit of dizziness, I'm going to go eat worms. You know, it's nice and hot out, so they're going to be crispy. Speaking of crispy, we have ourselves one more story this week. And, yeah, it's by Planet Z. I know... You haven't figured it out by now.
Ronnie came up with a lot of crazy pie-in-the-sky ideas, but an actual pie factory in the sky was his craziest. He was going to bake pies in the sky for passengers.
Why not bake them on the ground and carry them on board?
We said...
It's all about the smell, he replied. That fresh baked pie in the oven smell. Oh, that aroma.
Now, this was the 30s, and airplanes weren't the huge jet planes they are today. Not enough room. So, he talked to the Germans, and they agreed. As the Hindenburg burned, Ronnie screamed, My pies! Oh, the oven mitts!
And there you have it. A bunch of stories about apple pie. Thank you to everyone who was a part of the weekly challenge this week on the 100 Word Stories podcast. You can go to the website at podcasting.isfullofcrap.com for links to the authors' websites, the text of your stories, an archive of shows, and a whole bunch of other stuff. Until next week, when hopefully my headache is gone and I have a decent headset, when the topic will be... What is the topic, anyway? Hold on. Let me look that up. What is the topic? What is the topic? 100-word stories. And the topic is... Even in the quietest moments. I had to look that one up on Twitter. I don't ever use Twitter much for anything. Oh, well. Anyway, this is Lawrence Simon saying thank you for listening. And, as always...
Keep it brief.